From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Thousands of people crowding a square in the capital of Bahrain are calling for stepped-up demonstrations after the funeral for the second of two protesters killed in clashes with security forces. NPR's Peter Kenyon is there and says the crowd has been getting bolder as it has gotten larger.
At the funeral for protester Fatima Troop, row after row of Bahraini women joined in, vowing that the deaths of the protesters would not be in vain. The government pulled back riot police and for now is permitting the demonstrators to air their grievances and to remain at Pearl Circle, the central area they've occupied since yesterday. The grassy circle is filled with tents, and demonstrators say they won't leave until the government agrees to their demands, which include political and economic reforms. The Interior Ministry said policemen linked to the violence against demonstrators have been arrested, and the government will respect peaceful protests. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Bahrain.
There's been more unrest in Yemen today, and for the first time in Libya. Hundreds of people clashing with police and government supporters in the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi. Protesters were demanding the release of a human rights activist and chanting slogans against Libya's longtime ruler, Muammar Gaddafi. President Obama meets with Senate Democratic leaders today. Among the issues they'll be discussing are the president's budget proposal for the next fiscal year and efforts by House Republicans to slash spending in the current budget year. GOP Congressman Jerry Lewis of California says the cuts are needed to address the nation's budget deficit.
These cuts will seem harsh, but we cannot avoid them. We cannot settle for half measures in the hope that in 5 or 10 years we will stop adding to this terrible federal debt.
But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the cuts being proposed by Republicans would cost jobs.
With severe and indiscriminate spending cuts, it goes too far. This legislation will destroy American jobs while harming middle-class families, young adults, seniors, and yes, even our veterans.
President Obama is pledging to veto any budget measure that includes drastic spending cuts. Authorities in the United States and Mexico are investigating the murder of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent. NPR's Jeff Brady says a second agent was wounded in the attack.
The two agents were on official business driving through northern Mexico when they were attacked. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says one agent was critically wounded and died. The second was shot in the arm and leg. Despite drug-related violence in Mexico, it's unusual for U.S. officials to come under attack like this. In a written statement, Napolitano called the attack an unconscionable crime. She says the U.S. remains committed in its broader support for Mexico's efforts to combat violence within its borders. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
An Amtrak passenger is being held on $100,000 bail after causing a commotion on a train in Montana. The train had to be evacuated. This is NPR News. Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts is in Pakistan trying to win the release of a U.S. embassy employee being held in connection with the killings of two Pakistani citizens. President Obama insists that Raymond Davis is shielded by diplomatic immunity, but Pakistani officials reportedly differ on that issue. Kerry is pledging that if Davis is released, the U.S. will fully investigate the killings.
For our government to conduct a criminal investigation, that's our law. And I can give you the full assurance of our government today that that will take place.
U.S. officials say Davis shot the Pakistanis in self-defense during a robbery. California's Supreme Court today considers a legal question regarding Proposition 8, the state's ban on same-sex marriage. Scott Schaefer of member station KQED reports the answer to that question could determine the fate of the ban.
When a federal judge in San Francisco ruled last year that Prop 8 violated the U.S. Constitution, California's governor and attorney general refused to appeal the decision. Supporters of Prop 8 stepped in to defend the measure, asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to overturn that lower court ruling. But the judges hearing the case question whether proponents of a ballot measure have legal standing to do so. The Ninth Circuit is asking the state Supreme Court to clarify whether California law gives proponents of ballot measures the legal authority to essentially represent the voters. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.
Another cyclone has slammed into northern Australia, downing trees and power lines and causing some flooding, but the storm is less powerful than the one that swept across the region 2 weeks ago. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.